W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 8 people still recovering in Boulder, Colorado, and police have a 45-year-old man in custody for allegedly throwing a makeshift flamethrower at them. The suspect yelling "Free Palestine" at the people who had been gathered there, calling for the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. ABC News contributor Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says it's still early in the investigation.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
2 people are still hospitalized in critical condition. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 31 people were killed at an aid site when Israeli troops opened fire. The IDF soldiers say they fired into the air. Ukraine launching a massive drone offensive deep into Russian territory. The surprise attack said to have been planned for at least 18 months. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 19-year-old Green Bay woman who was out of jail on 2 signature bonds in Brown County and a $250 cash bond in Fond du Lac County for charges ranging from possession with the intent to deliver fentanyl, OWI, fleeing and eluding, and bail jumping, she also faces charges in Ozaukee County, was arrested on Friday evening in Fond du Lac and charged with OWI, fleeing and eluding, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and more after leading officers on a high-speed chase through Fond du Lac, hitting at least 8 vehicles in the process. One hit SUV caught fire near North Main and Division. The driver continued before stopping her vehicle as it, too, caught fire. The suspect and 3 others were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Brown County officials announced some good news where the coal pile drama in downtown Green Bay is concerned late Friday. Because some progress is being made, the state agreed to extend the deadline for the county, the city of Green Bay, and C. Rice, the company that owns the coal, to come to an agreement on what to do and where to move the piles. Originally, the party had until Friday to come to an agreement or lose a $15 million state grant. The state extended that deadline to Tuesday, June 3rd, which is tomorrow at 5 p.m. There is some good news for Cellcom customers following that nearly 2-week voice and text outage in May. The company announced last week it would adjust users' invoices to compensate for the outage. The adjustment will appear on July bills. Eligible customers will also be able to activate a, quote, double the downtime offer to receive a second bill adjustment. The outage was caused by a cyber incident. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a 3-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking 3 guys early. I think they all scored, or 2 of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us 2 good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7 under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires up there today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, rabbits, it's the beginning of a brand new month and a brand new week. Happy Monday. A lot going on in the world today, lots to talk about. Can we survive a new apartheid engineered by America's elites? Or more appropriately, what's behind this whole attack on USAID? Coming out of, you know, Trump and Musk. This is a weird story. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Also, fascism alert was Representative Gerald Adler's, aide detained and handcuffed as a warning or an intimidation technique? You betcha. I'll tell you all about that. And can we make June 14th the largest march in history? A lot to talk. We've got a video clip here of Malcolm Nance that I think you're going to find fascinating. So a lot to cover here in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump wants to roll back banking regulations. What could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah. And more fascism. Trump moves to get political control of doctors and scientists. In the third hour of our program, clampdown in Rome, China invading Taiwan, Ukraine fights back. And Rob Pichetta, a reporter with the CNN in UK and Europe, is going to drop by live from Europe to talk about what's the deal in Poland. What just happened there? A right winger just won the presidency. And yet that country also has a prime ministership. So what does all this mean? And what does it mean for, you know, democracy? What does it mean for Ukraine? What does it mean for Russia, et cetera? So a lot to talk about there. But I want to start out with this question of what's going on with USAID. We are now in the midst of one of the greatest preventable mass deaths in world history, modern history. Around two people every minute of every day, day and night, week after week, soon to be year after year, are dying. In the time that it takes me to read you this article, to share this story with you, several dozen children will have died because of actions taken with full knowledge of this consequence by South African immigrant Elon Musk, by Big Balls and his teenage buddies, by Donald Trump and by Marco Rubio. These are children who wanted to live as desperately as do your children and my children, whose parents grieve them every bit as much as we would grieve the loss of our own children, who are dying as I'm speaking to you. And even worse, Musk and Rubio keep lying about the blood on their hands. Nobody knows if Rubio's drinking himself to sleep every night to deal with the guilt, but according to the New York Times, Musk is taking mind-numbing drugs at a level that would make Charles Manson blush. Marco Rubio said, quote, "No one has died because of USAID cuts. No children are dying on my watch." Not true. And Elon Musk, as the New York Times noted in an article that was titled, "Musk says no one has died since aid was cut. That isn't true." Musk said, no one has died as a result of a brief pause to do a sanity check on foreign aid funding. No one. No, not true. Musk has called USAID, this is the agency that administers programs like George W. Bush's PEPFAR, which has literally saved tens of millions of lives, most of them in Africa. Musk has called this agency, USAID, quote, a criminal organization and said that it was, quote, time for it to die. But why? Musk and his family fled white-ruled South Africa back in 1989 as the transition to majority black rule was well underway. Could that have something to do with his antipathy toward USAID? I mean, back in 1986, after overturning Reagan's veto, Congress passed the, quote, Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986, which empowered the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, to play a leading role in undermining South Africa's brutal white supremacist apartheid regime. The program, the effort from USAID was led by a guy named Timothy Bork, no relation to Robert, at least to the best of my knowledge. He was the mission director, general counsel, and director of the Office of the Sahel in West Africa and deputy assistant administrator for the agency, and spent 19 years working on taking down apartheid in South Africa. They were ultimately successful. USAID funded legal assistance for South African political prisoners, including Nelson Mandela, and anti-apartheid activists. USAID supported black trade unions in South Africa, which were central to mass resistance against apartheid. USAID provided resources to community development and education programs that were racially inclusive. And this was all possible because of that piece of legislation, the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986. It codified sanctions against South Africa and mandated that USAID, or U.S. aid in general, could only support efforts to end apartheid and empower that country's black community, the black majority. USAID implemented this by funding programs that strengthened the capacity of the anti-apartheid opposition. It also funded programs in South Africa that emphasized institution building and human rights education. And the result of this was that USAID played a direct role in bringing democracy to South Africa. True multiracial pluralistic democracy. It helped fund the election infrastructure for the for that country's first democratic elections in 1994. It provided support for the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC. It funded civic education campaigns inside South Africa to help South Africans understand their voting rights. For many of these people, at least the black people of South Africa, this is the first time they'd ever been able to vote. The U.S. ambassador to South Africa during that time was a guy named Princeton Lyman. And he said that the USAID programs were the essential core that built the non-governmental infrastructure in South Africa that led to the end of apartheid. USAID's documents chronicle how over $500 million was spent during that decade of the 80s and early 90s on democracy, governance, education, and civil society to end apartheid in South Africa, and they were successful. Economic sanctions, air travel restrictions, assistance to the victims of apartheid. We did all those things through USAID. Is that why on February 2nd of this year, Elon Musk proudly tweeted about his effort that would eventually lead to the death of millions of children? He said, we spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. Could gone to some great parties, did that instead. You know, Bill Gates, I think, had a more rational take on this. He said, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. I'd love for him to go in and meet the children that have now been infected with HIV because he cut that money. Brooke Nichols is the associate professor of global health at Boston University, and she did the math on this thing, and it looks pretty bulletproof. She created a website, impacttracker.com, and let me just make sure I've got the URL right. I'm sorry, it's impactcounter.com, and it documents the consequences of these cuts and estimates that every hour, 103 people are dying as the result of Musk's cuts to USAID. 103 people every hour. And, I mean, this should be a, I mean, this is a human tragedy. We should be horrified by it. But weirdly, right-wing groups, white supremacist groups in the United States are actually celebrating this, you know, along with Elon Musk and his buddies. And it's also doing real damage to America's soft power. I mean, we're basically pulling out of parts of the world that really needed the help. And who's stepping in to fill that void? China. We're just handing, you know, large chunks of Africa to China. We're surrendering our political leadership. We're surrendering our moral leadership. And this is, you know, just a tiny amount of money in the federal budget. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. It's just a few billion dollars. Why are we doing this? Why? Is it simply payback to these South African immigrants like Elon Musk or, you know, who led the charge to destroy USAID? Is it because they want to kneecap America's soft power and hand the rest of the world over to Putin and Xi? I mean, was it done as a favor to these dictators? Or was it simply one of Elon Musk's drug-fueled whims? Hey, let's just kill a few million people for fun. I mean, with the death and damage that Musk and Trump and Rubio are causing, which is well documented, few in our media are actually asking this question, why? Why are these men celebrating the death of, so far, at least 300,000 children just in the last couple of months since they put this policy into place? Why are they celebrating this, you know, handing this golden opportunity off to China and Russia? I don't honestly know the reason. I mean, I can only speculate. I think it might have something to do with USAID having ended apartheid in South Africa, but, you know, it's just a guess. So what rationale or logic do you think is behind this? I'll pick up your calls on that in a few minutes. We've got a couple of other stories to share with you, but the number is 202-808-9925. And I'll be right back at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, fascism alert in Jerry Nadler's office. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
It's officially graduation time, and kids are excited. So let's get some of that energy out, shall we? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Monday, June 9th, from noon until 8 p.m., enjoy some end of school fun at the Funset Boulevard Entertainment Center with free access to the train, playground, bumper cars, carousel, and laser tag. That's one way to celebrate a great year at school. Check it out by going to wgbw.fm and clicking events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. At cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Be sure to check out their sleep gummies. CB Distillery, promo code TOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said never more. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival? White greed in a new disguise. As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival? The same old hate in modern style. As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes? From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud. In boardrooms and in Congress, it's poison to the crowd. Cuts to aid and justice, hearts turn cold as stone. They cheer for silent suffering as Africa stands alone. Can you hear the distant thunder, the cries beneath the lies? A history repeating while the guilty hide. Is this the apartheid revival? White greed in a new disguise. As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival? The same old hate in modern style.
teach us to never turn away. The power's got
back
no
24
conscience.
Minutes past the hour. Congressman Jerry Nadler's office was invaded by ICE officers, apparently, federal officers. They didn't have name tags and refused to give their names. They didn't have a warrant and said they didn't need one. This is very strange. I keep an eye on this. I mean, you know, they're arresting judges. They're going after lawyers. And they arrested a member of Congress a couple weeks ago. And now they're invading the offices of members of Congress. Jerry Nadler yesterday said the Trump administration is trying to intimidate members of Congress. They're behaving like fascists. He went on to say the Trump administration is really using totalitarian or even authoritarian practices. We have to fight them. We don't want to be a fascist country. I mean, that's amazing. His chief of staff, Jerry Nadler's chief of staff, says it appeared the agents were angry. This isn't a verbatim quote. This is a description from the New York Times. It appeared the agents were angry because members of the congressman's staff had seen the officers detaining migrants in the building, and because advocates who had also witnessed the detentions outside the courtroom had been invited by the staff members into Mr. Nadler's office. This was around 1 o'clock on Wednesday of last week, apparently, that this all happened. No riots, you know, no crisis, but wow, incredible. Meanwhile, Malcolm Nance is called, you know, Malcolm Nance, the just great national security guy. I mean, you know, former national security officer, former spy, essentially. He's speaking out, shall we say, loudly about the importance of June 14th. This, you know, what, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks from Saturday, that there's going to be, you know, Trump is going to be having his birthday party in Washington, D.C., and he's going to have the troops going by and the tanks going by and the missiles and all this. You know, it's going to be a South Korea, you know, kind of Stalin Moscow kind of thing. But Malcolm Nance has some thoughts on that, which I will share with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls at 202-808-9925. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So why do you think Elon and his and Big Balls and their buddies have destroyed the U.S. Agency for International Law?
Have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calda Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nearly half of Wisconsin's college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. The legislation would make changes to repayment plans and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students, including eliminating Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half-time. Over 95,000 Wisconsin students received Pell Grants in 2024, and half of the students in the universities of Wisconsin received federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. There was a session between a senator and students last week in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Senator Ron Johnson addressed students and faculty at the Medical College of Wisconsin in what was called a public policy forum. In the just over an hour event, Johnson emphasized the need for fiscal responsibility and transparency in healthcare. The senator talked about his own experience at Children's Hospital and told a story about his daughter getting life-saving treatment. Johnson called for reforms to Medicaid, arguing that current policies risk the program's sustainability.
Temperatures are rising, and health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to be aware of weather conditions as higher temperatures emerge for the summer. Higher temperatures, especially when combined with high humidity, can lead to issues like heat exhaustion or even heat stroke very quickly. The National Weather Service often issues advisories to warn residents of potential heat-related dangers, but you could also check weather conditions yourself and make preparations for long heat waves. The DHS reported nearly 670 heat-related emergency room visits in 2024. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires up there today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematech programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So Malcolm Nance, who's been a guest on this program many times, we should probably get him on more often. He's just a great guy. Really knows his national security stuff. He's calling for a second American Revolution, essentially, a bloodless one, a peaceful one, to be launched on June 14th. I have great hopes for that day and some concerns as well. But here's what Malcolm Nance has to say.
This combat veteran swore an oath to the Constitution, not a lying dictator. I'm part of a coalition that is calling for June 14th to be the single largest day of protest in American history. It's the second American Revolution. It is peaceful. It is people power that we decide as the people, that we have no kings ever. And that's what June 14th is, no kings day. I'm asking every person here to commit themselves, their family, their friends, and most importantly, their children. I love this country. I'm begging you, commit to saving this country. Turn out your friends on June 14th. Turn out your relatives. We are the people. We are the people.
There you go. No King's Day. And FAFO, right? Yes, indeed. Beep around and find out. So, what's on your mind? What say you about all this? And why do you think that they destroyed USAID? And obviously, they're taking a meat axe to the rest of government, too. But that was the most conspicuous thing. I mean, they actually took that agency down, emptied the building that it was in of them, took the sign off the front of the building. I mean, this was a concerted and very systematic. I was going to say vicious. I'm not, you know, I guess I haven't seen that kind of enthusiasm, but something, you know, something's going on here. Why? So anyhow, what's on your mind today? Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up?
I read your article previously to the show today concerning the apartheid. And once again, as always, you provide a historical perspective that puts many things to light. But I doubt too many people even take the time to read an article like that. But the reason I called, sir, is that I attended the Memorial Day honorarium at Fort Vancouver. I live in the Hudson Bay neighborhood here in Vancouver, Washington, for your listeners. And this neighborhood was established in 1824. And Fort Vancouver is a national historic site. Mm-hmm. For the last 6 years, I've been taking my father's shadow box down to the ceremony. And I've usually gotten, you know, supportive feedback and everything else. And when I went down this year, the attendance was not like it had been previously. And I really didn't get any feedback until one lady saw me standing with the shadow box. And she said, well, I'm sorry for your loss. And I said, well, my father, a retired major in the Army, was a decorated veteran of World War II in Korea. And I said, he fought for the rights and freedoms that are being taken away from us now by a multiple-time draft dodger who calls our veterans losers and suckers. And so here it comes. She said, I just don't know about that. I think that's fake news. And, Trump really respects our veterans. And I said, ma'am, full due respect. I used to work for a CBS affiliate here in my neck of the woods. I worked in the news department. That's what he said. That's what he did. He even called a prisoner of war, John McCain, denigrated him. And I said, I don't understand your perspective. And then she starts in with the asking me if my soul has been saved and if I found Jesus.
Oh my.
And, I walked away. I never felt so, I don't know, I can't say dirty, but I'm disappointed.
Disheartened.
If this is what the sane and empathetic part of our culture is coming to, I don't know.
It's a cult, Charles. These people are a cult, and they're being led by the same kind of false messiah cult leaders like, you know, Jim Jones and all these other guys, you know, and Billy Graham's corrupt son now, and Jerry Falwell's son. They're in it for the money. And although I'm talking about the cult leaders, the people like Sean Hannity, you know, the people who are on Fox News all the time. You know, just dragging people into this cult and continuously indoctrinating them. It's a real tragedy. It really is. And Trump is cutting veterans programs radically.
I know. You just can't talk sense to some of these people.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what to say, Tom, other than I'll be calling you again later in the week if I can get through concerning another issue. But for now, I'll say thank you once again. I really appreciate your show and you bringing the truth to light for people.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks for your kind words. We ask people to only call once a week, but I look forward to talking to you again soon. So
thank you, sir. Very kind.
Thank you very much. Juan in Los Angeles. Hey, Juan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I recently called in about the red herring $400 million plane used to distract the world from the fact that the Saudis had just bailed out our military until the industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Trump has alienated our allies and crushed our economy. Anyways, I also called several months ago about the imminent apartheid being planned by world elites with about 99% of the planet by accelerating and fueling climate change and thus weaponizing it against the bottom 99%. I also mentioned about how I believe that the fact that the world elites were trying to secure Greenland to be the Noah's Ark of the billionaire class while the rest of us perish in the collapse of civilization and the ravages of peak climate change, and again, the people who destroy the planet, not them, how feel that they are entitled to survive the worst of climate change and Greenland, all the rest of us perish. I believe everything from the $500 million gold visas to what's been going on from the Saudis to Putin to Trump, etc.
Yeah.
So I really do think this is a bigger thing than just our country. It's part of the New World Order, like he bragged about the day after Trump was elected. Really do think these are all things that are moving chess pieces that are moving very quickly, and most people are still focused on the nose. The bigger plan, I think, is just Trump knows climate change is real. The billionaires basically are denying it because they're like they have spent trillions fighting climate change and on safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Some of the billionaires who are funding, you know, most of this damage are fossil fuel billionaires themselves.
Exactly.
And you know, so there's an obvious motivation there. Yeah. Excellent points, Juan. Thank you. Thank you.
I checked the dots on the Venezuela thing because I think the billionaires, especially with the energy thing, I think the really probably the biggest crime is nationalizing energy, so that and using it for the people. Ultimately, the issue.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, but it should. I mean, we should.
Let me just say the one thing about meeting LGBTQ community.
Juan, I'm sorry, your phone is just breaking up terribly. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Happy June, Mr. Hartman.
Hey, Nicholas. Thank you.
Maybe this will be the month when Trump has brought a good deal more to heel, and an unlucky month for him and a lucky month for the rest of us. Just a real quick call today in regards to questions to why the anathema against USAID, this vicious takedown of an agency that has been instrumental in helping so many people worldwide for so long. I don't think we need to look terribly far, stretch very hard, looking for complicated or sophisticated reasons behind it. I think it's staring us straight in the face, and I think it is simple racism. Most of the USAID money has went to people of color, and I truly think that the people behind the takedown, Musk, basically, who is, let's face it, a racist, apartheid, apparatchik, I think they simply made a decision in their sick minds a long time ago that little black children being infected with AIDS simply don't matter. It's just little black kids. Who cares? The world doesn't need them. Too many of them already. Africa's full of them. I think it is as simple as that, and I think it is as disgusting as that.
I think you're right.
I don't think we need...
I think you're right.
That's so sad, though, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
At this point in time, in the 21st century, here we are, you know, marching along a quarter of the way into the 21st century, and we're still having to deal with things as basic as basic, hateful racism. One of the most stupid things in the world. You, I, everybody we know have known people of color, Asian, Latino, black, and we've known most every one of them to be marvelous, good, kind, and generous people. And yet there are people out there in the world who do not regard them as even equal to themselves, themselves being pretty low down in that pyramid, if you ask me.
Yeah, I get it. I think you're absolutely right, Nicholas. I think it's my personal opinion, and I have very little evidence to back this up other than just my observations, is that part of why Musk was so enthusiastic about destroying USAID is because USAID ended apartheid in South Africa, which is what caused his family to flee the country, apparently.
It's just racism.
Yeah, just simple racism. Nicholas, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Hear Mino and the Mayor weekday mornings 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS. John and Jim are fans of Rebel Eddie's auto detailing, interior steam cleaning, graphene spray wax, even paint correction. Free estimates 920-671-8984. RebelEddies.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a
similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on county supervisors in Shasta County, California, still clinging to debunked 2020 election fraud claims by President Trump and his allies. May 29th, a Colorado man was sentenced to 3 years in prison for threats he made to top Colorado and Arizona election officials, fueled by those same claims. Teek Ty Brockbank of Cortez, Colorado, pleaded guilty in federal district court last fall for threatening to, quote, hang by the neck Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and former Arizona Secretary of State and now Governor Katie Hobbs. He also threatened a judge presiding in a separate DUI case and threatened to shoot federal agents if they stepped on his property. Brockbank asked for leniency during the sentencing, blaming consumption of alcohol and online conspiracy theories for his actions, according to the Associated Press. The Brennan Center for Justice found in a 2024 survey that 38% of election officials have been subjected to threats. A Princeton University Bridging Divides tracker found 90 threats to election workers last year alone. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice Division, which prosecuted Brockbank, the Public Integrity Division, has largely been dismantled under Trump's Ending the Weaponization of the Federal Government executive order. The division has been reduced from 30 lawyers to only 5 under Attorney General Pam Bondi. We have the DOJ's details of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen their bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time. Just go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Over 5 million jars sold, 8 million five-star reviews. That's Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Bend and the strong man takes a whisper here, a favor there. America's enemies pull up a chair. Spies, secrets, and sabotage selling us out for a big mirage. Putin and Xi, they're raising a toast while traitors at home do the most. Two minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Frank in L.A. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Good morning, O.M.
Hey.
How's my audio?
Just fine. Thank you, Frank. What's on your mind?
I have two questions, Tom. Would Israel's problems go away with a two-state solution?
Probably not. Why?
Well, I wish it would.
Well, I think the biggest problem Israel has right now is not external enemies. You know, I mean, Hamas is a continuing problem, but I think the biggest problem they have right now is they've got a neo-fascist running their country. A corrupt one.
Okay, question number two. Is Trump the first president to combat anti-Semitism?
Well, define combat and anti-Semitism. For that matter, define anti-Semitism. I think that the Trump administration is using anti-Semitism as a descriptor for people who are objecting to the foreign policy of a U.S. ally, and I think that's just wrong.
Yeah, well, Trump doesn't seem to know the difference between being anti-Israel and anti-Jew. So.
Exactly. Anti-Semitism is bias against Jews. Being opposed to Israel's foreign policy or their policy in Gaza has nothing to do with liking or not liking or hating or not hating Jews, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I realize there's some overlap, obviously, but I think the majority of the people who have been speaking out and now you've got the thought police. You got the Trump administration actually going through people's social media, and they arrested that one woman and put her in a prison in Louisiana. And I'm guessing she's not the only one, simply for writing an op-ed criticizing Israel. It's just wrong, Frank. It's just wrong. Frank, yeah. Thanks for the call. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Yeah. Hey, on the 14th, no President's Day, mm-hmm. I just want to say to everybody out there, try to arrange taco trucks.
It's no King's Day, by the way. But yeah, taco trucks.
No King's Day, yes. But wouldn't it be great to also have taco trucks? You know, a little extra.
I wonder how many people are going to show up in like homemade taco, costumes.
That would be good, too. I think a lot of costume shops actually do sell taco costumes.
Yeah.
Hint, everybody.
Yeah, you've seen the memes, I'm assuming.
A ton of them.
Yeah,
and there's one guy that went to Taco Bell and ordered the DJT special. It was two Dorito Locos chicken tacos.
Get it. Chip, thank you. That's a good one. Thank you. Randy in Bainbridge Island. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is about USAID, but I think it goes beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes down to greed. I think it comes down to lack of empathy. And I think it comes down to privilege.
Well,
and why I say
let's deal with those one at a time. I mean, you say greed, but the USAID budget was only, I think, $44 billion. I mean, that's a rounding error. That's a day's consumption by the Pentagon. It's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's about the budget, Tom. I think it's about the lack of empathy. So a quick story. My sister, unfortunately, is a big Trump activist, and mm-hmm. her husband as well. And I was sitting around the table with him one night, and he said to me, literally to my face, what would make the world great is if 7.5 billion people died and the 500 million left over would have a big party with all the resources.
Wow.
And so I think letting people die, whether that's Medicare or that's USAID or whatever, and getting the, quote, weak or unproductive or whatever, language they might use is really a dangerous mindset.
I agree with you, Randy. I wrote an op-ed about this a couple of weeks ago calling it eugenics, a new form of eugenics. So, let's remove the weak and just leave the strong. I think you've nailed it. And, with a huge racial component. Randy, thank you. Thanks for the call. So can Trump roll back these banking regulations? What could possibly go wrong? Let's just take America back to where we were regulation-wise in 2007. You ready for 2008 all over again?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients. ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS, now brought to you by Pickle and Bags.
For your next group outing, visit pickleandbags.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, eight people are recovering after what police call a targeted attack on a Jewish group gathering in support of freeing hostages in Gaza. Police say the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower into the crowd and that the suspect allegedly yelled Free Palestine during that attack. Boulder police stopping short of calling the attack terrorism. The FBI is calling it that. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the definition of a terror attack could apply.
I think the simplistic term, it's a hate crime. I'm not sure why the Boulder police are not calling it that, but this looks like a case that I'm going to guess the FBI will probably take the lead.
Two victims remain in critical condition. Lawmakers back on Capitol Hill. The Senate scheduled to begin debate on the sweeping reconciliation package already passed by the House. And in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant returned to the witness stand today at the former music mogul's sex trafficking trial. This is ABC News.
You can always